Hello, hello. Am I on? Oops. It's echoing. Hello. Hello. Girdle. Hello. You girdle my head. Girdle. All right. As long as I don't touch my behind hole. My behind hole. Touch my behind hole. Good. I got to put it on the front. Because I gotta go to make a duty, and I don't want. Oh, see, there it goes. The shit fucking storm. Let's see, there's gotta be something I can do about this. Maybe if I go see my head, but it's not the wire; it's the front. Yeah, it's the fucking front. Oh, yeah, that's that too. It's a whole goddamn transmitter. Fucking god darn it, girdle whore. You go see my head. Hello, Scooter. That's better, right? If I wrap it around. Let's try that for a minute. Let's see. Can I do it? I'm moving it around like I'm dutying. I'm still flammy. You go see my head. And you linger like a haunting refrain. Oh, why am I still singing that goddamn shit? Nothing like waking up at 11 a.m. with phlegm. Phlegmbolina, that's what you call me. I gotta find my shoes because I just douched the floor of the bathroom. The bathroom. Can't you see that it never will be? You go see my head. Ugh, Christ. I'm sitting on a cock and I'm gay. Okay, it's good. I'm at. You're not going to hear it because I'm using the Madonna mic. Oh, it's crowning. It's poking, peeking, starting to. Oi! Wow. Jeriah, that was a duty. It's disgusting. That I can't shit without thinking of my co-host from Fridays, Cheryl Murkowski whore. Cheryl. You're an ugly woman. I was going to say of Luna. Not even of Tuna. The show went well the other day. If you want to see the pictures, they're on my Facebook, which is Yeast Radio, on Facebook. I'll add you back if you add me, and then you can see my pictures. And they're going to make a video soon. I am going to make a video that from that monologue I did about Helen Thomas a couple weeks ago. The guy who did it said he would put it on YouTube for me. And now, of course, thanks to Cheryl begging me, I finally had to do that. You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain. Spinning out of my brain, girdling. The thrill of a spill, and you might even get ill. Girdle. Right. Ouch. I need a duty again. No. Ooh, whoa, that's a big one. How lucky you are to witness this via audio. Let's see. It is too bad it's so douche vinegary in here because you can't smell it. I can't smell it as well, which means you can't find a description. Okay, so it looks like exactly like a number two with a Hebrew vowel dot under it, but backwards, like in the mirror. Perfect number two. I think Dr. Oz would like my doodai. Number two, backwards with a period underneath. What a beautiful piece of deity. You know, when I duty, I can never tell which part came out first and which page came out last. Like, did the tapered part come out first? Or did the tapered part come out last, you know? Because the part that isn't tapered is always so sort of round. And I'm like, okay, was that at the end getting ready to be pushed, which is why it looks so round and compressed? Or is the tapered part? But then if it's tapered at the end, why does it look so fresh in the duty department? Wait a second. So I'll just get a glitch. I think I might have done it, because I'm looking at the meter while I bulk up my duty and wipe my hole. I've got my fingers up my hole, just like Thermos did on the Grum the other day. That my old his hole. Cause. Ooh, I almost gagged from that stench of DEET. I think the problem is when it mixes with the vinegar, it smells like somebody else's duty. What? Are we fucking up again? I think we're fucking up again. I'm seeing some peaking, which means there's some glitching going on in this thing. Where's it coming from? I don't care at all. It's a meta. Oh, God, I'm a wheel. I need to wear tighter panties when I do this programming because my vagina hurts. Oh, that looks disgusting. You can see I have the vagina, the pack on my vagina. Oh, wait. Oh, Christ. How's that? Yeah, these panties are too loose. I need podcasting panties for... Maybe somebody can buy me some podcasting panties. Next up. God, yeah, I need to wear tighter panties. All right, I guess I'll change panties. Panties. It's my panties. My panties. It's weird, I think because I'm healthier now from doing yoga and stuff, when I get sick, it's very mild. Like, it's, it used to be like I'd be laid up in bed and couldn't work. Now it's just kind of like this annoying kind of for a week. Where I can totally function, but I just don't, well, I shouldn't say totally. Like, I really don't like exercising, though I have been. It's kind of gross. Maybe I shouldn't because I'm sick. I don't know, but maybe I'm not sick. Maybe it's mental illness, God forbid. But I think I had to do stuff because I had to be in that show. So, you know, what are you going to do? You can't. Some things you just got to do. Do-day. And the lines look okay, but I do need tighter panties. You know what? Maybe I will wear short pants. God, isn't that a novel idea? Instead of hooking it on to my panties. See, this is why I'm glad I live alone, because I don't have to worry about wearing nice things at home. Because with my obesity epidemic, my personal one, I really don't think I could get away. Oh, I never knew this. These pants have a special grum holder pocket. They have a special pocket just for the grum holder. That's amazing, really. Uh-huh, sure is. Boys and gal pals. How do we look? Let's put the headphones on. Hello, test, girdle. Uh-huh, good. Hi, cutie. What's wrong? You look so cute. Trusky got his new sock monkey bed that I got him at the Walgreens. I saw it 2 weeks ago there, and it was $12.99. I said, no, that's too much money. And then, but there were only like three left. I went back there the other day, and there was only one left. I said, oh, yes, now I'm getting it. Because I felt like so bad for not getting it. Also on my face, peaks, sock monkey. Trotsky. Maybe I'll use it as the album art if I remember anything, which I usually never don't. All right, well, clean the kitchen. False alarm about the panties. Today's episode, clean kitchen and neti pot. Wait, that sounds like the other day. And always on your left. Right. No, panties, kitchen. Something else. Oh, neti pot. Oh, we already... I have to empty the dishwasher today, too. That counts as kitchen, though. I hate that. I hate emptying the... I don't know if you feel this way, but, like, all the tasks I had to do when I was a kid are the tasks I absolutely hate. Like, emptying the dishwasher is the worst, because I always had to empty the... Madge, empty the dishwasher! Even though it was before dishwashers were invented, but yet you have to have a suspension of disbelief. For the third. But yeah, Madge, empty the dishwasher. Madge, set the table. Madge, do this. Simon fucking says, no. But I really don't mind doing the laundry so much. I mean, yeah, I put it off because it's an activity in my life, and I put them on. Laundry's kind of okay because I was never forced to do laundry. But dish, thank God I don't have to set the table because I live alone too. But Jesus Christ, emptying the dishwasher? Fuck that from hell. Yikes. Here we go, though. But now I have you to coach me, gentle audience. But now that I know my audience so well, I don't know that I can really call you gentle. I'm not saying you're mean, but gentle's kind of pushing it. All right, let's see here. I need a song to sing in my brain. Prolapse the night away. That's not even a song. Gotta get on, get moving, get moving. I did not mean to wash this coffee holder grum thing. Shit. Do you know how many of these goddamn things I've been through? These portafilter things. God, wheel. I mean, why do I go through so many portafilters for my coffee holder? But you know what I say about the espresso? It's just too goddamn messy. I mean, I need a fucking maid. What I need is a houseboy. I really do. I need to go to someplace poor. If there's any country that's poorer than America, I need to know about it. And not where there's blacks, because I'm just not attracted to them. But, and not really Asian. I'm not really not attracted to Asians either. But maybe a South American country, that would be fine. Oh, why did I put that away in the dishwasher? I did not mean to do that. I just put dirty things in because I was thinking about sales. And why would I want a boy? That doesn't make sense. I'm a lesbian. Oh, well, I'm 61. Not so early Alzheimer onset. And that's how it is with My Vagina and Me. Oh, that's a good name for a movie. My Vagina and Me. Merle and Me. Merle was a computer a long time ago that I used in Northwestern when I was borrowing time through a fat girl named Kathy Necropolis or something. Oh, God, Merle. Northwestern Merle. Now my iPhone is probably as powerful as Merle was. Merlin Olsen. Oh. Oh my God, I'm gonna duty. Oh no, I already did. Top rack done. So I watched Big Brother yesterday. They played like the whole Reagan fight, which I didn't think they would, because you know they tend to marginalize the gays. But it was, I guess, by their standards, interesting. Even though it was typical, like for a show like this or Eat This Hot Show, we always had those kind of dramas. So, you know, television, network television, it's really a racket. It doesn't fucking matter how good the show is. What matters is whether or not they promote it. I mean, that's a crappy show with this very mild level of blah, you know, just boring shit with an occasional bit of interesting. But they promote it, they put it on there, people watch it because, you know, it's on there. It's in front of a lot of eyeballs, so people watch it. And I really don't think that many people watch it. I think it's probably has a very small viewership. I mean, I just can't imagine people would watch it. And based on the chat rooms and stuff, it just doesn't, and the number of comments, it doesn't seem like it has like a multi-million audience. I mean, of the people I've talked to, one person in my real life, of all the people I've mentioned Big Brother to and the fact that Reagan's on there, and I've mentioned it to a lot of people, exactly one watches the show or has watched the show in the past, knows about it. A couple people said, oh, is that show still on? And then the rest were like, I've never heard of it. So, I don't know. I think it's really like, I think the network does a lot of things kind of like what a lot of big media companies, Mevio, do, which is basically lie about statistics and viewership and so they can get advertiser money. I mean, I just can't imagine people watch that crap. And maybe that's just my naivete about theirs. I don't know. Oh, my God. Now you go to my today. I have to finish Raw and Nasty. I told them I'd finish it today. Raw and Nasty number one. And I can stay late because Sharon, my yoga teacher, one of my yoga teachers, isn't there. She's got a sub, so it's not a big deal to miss it. Plus, I don't feel good. So, if it takes me longer than 7, that's fine. But I gotta stay there till I finish. Which means maybe I should take Trotsky to work. It's supposed to be 90 today. 90 inches of cock. 90 degree rate water. Can't you see that we'll never will be? You go see my head, and you linger like a haunting wolf Wayne. But I can't send you out of my brain. You intoxicate your hole with my eyes. Hasn't the ghost my chance in a crazy romance? You go see my head. You go see my head. Hey, does anybody want to send me an Amazon wish list or an Amazon gift certificate? That would be so fun because I can't spend my, when you guys send me cash, which is great, I can't spend it on anything fun because it's cash and I need the cash desperately. But if I were to be forced to be spend it on something fun by giving a gift certificate, I could. Wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, you go see my head. You go see my head. I got to figure out if I'm going to be able to take a vacation or not. I can't. I mean, clearly I can't afford it. So I'd have to. I think I've talked about this before. I'd have to spend like 2 cents a day. But I just need to be out. Maybe I should visit someplace in America. Can I rent a? Or is there some yoga trip I can go on with a bunch of douchebags? Maybe I could go to India and go to like Mysore and get a sore. Oh my God, with all those trained yoga people, and I'd be like, oh, my fat hurts. Oh, girdle. Maybe I'll do that. So we had this show, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. It was good. I remembered my lines. Endora forgot hers. I think maybe she never learned them in the first place. So David Serta, this writer, was kind of pissed off. Whatever. I enjoyed it. I really did because I didn't. It's so nice to be in a show where I'm only responsible for performing and not writing. Or, you know, because usually when I perform, it's because I have to write some monologue and remember it, which is such a pain in the ass because you have to write and remember. Which is hard. And I find the further, more distant I am from the script, the easier it is to remember. Like, I find, like, when I'm rehearsing something, it's easier to remember other people's lines than my own. It's just this weird, like, self-defeating something or other. I mean, I don't understand it. It has to do with penis and vagina. And duty. A lot of duty. And goatsy. Oh, not goatsy. Yeah, maybe a little goatsy. Let's see, Trotsky, which treat do you get today? Oh, I gotta do your heartworm pill too. It's on the 8th. This out 1 second, sweetie now. Scott Sutton sent me a donation of $5, but he attached it with, thank you very much, by the way, but he attached it to an order. He made it part of an order, so when I printed my orders for shipping the DVDs, I accidentally printed him a shipping label. Even though I have nothing to ship to him. So now I don't know. Should I ship something to him? I don't even know when I would ship. Maybe some used condoms. I got to put something in there. I mean, otherwise I'm just wasting $1.90. You know what I mean? I should put something in there. Or maybe I can cancel it. I don't know. I'll see if I can find something worth. Maybe a piece of duty. Some sliced duty. A sliced piece of duty. That would be good. Let's see, where is your... Trotsky, I'm finding your pills first. I'm going to give you a pill first. A pill for... I hope I'm not making noise on the holder. That's a goddamn thing holder. That's not it. Oh, no, no, that's the other one. Where the fuck is it? Oh, Jesus. My hurting hurts. Not to mention the hurt. There's his little... doggy diapers. When we go out of town and get... What is that smell? You go see my head. Where are your goddamn... Oh, there. There they are. The summer has flown by. Normally, I get very angry about that. But I'm not going to this week. You know why? Because Jerry likes my coin. That's why. And you go to my head. Sure. All right. Here we go. Come here. Come here. Here, it's just a little pilly pill, and then we'll get your little gordle hordle. No, 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 you don't like the taste. It's supposed to be chewable, darling, but it ain't. They lie. Swallow. Oh, fuck face. Come on. It's okay. Good boy. Good boy. Okay, come on. Now you can have your treat. Here. There you go. There's your treaty. Good boy. Good goatsy. By the way, goatsy, Kirk Johnson, listener of this show, you cannot tweet things that spell certain establishments correctly that may or may not involve me and criticizing certain episodes by spelling the incorrectly spelled names correctly. That's no good, and those comments do not get approved. Goatsy Kirk. So please don't do that anymore. I don't like that. It's a pain. I don't like to have to not approve anything. Not nice. No, it is not nice. And by the way, for the people who are interested in doing album art, now that I'm doing more solo shows, I need it. The specifications are simple. It's got to be square, 600 pixels by 600 pixels. And say Yeast Radio on it. Well, actually, it doesn't even have to put say Yeast Radio on it. I can put that on there if you want. It has to be 600 by 600 pixels. Or at least square. But preferably 600 by 600. But it has to be square. And no numbers. I put the numbers on for the episode numbers because I don't know which one I'm going to use it for. And I got upper GI gas. Too bad you don't have to shit out your mouth every day. You know, like a big piece of duty coming out your mouth? That would be weird. Like, time to shit through my mouth again. Mouth shit or duty shit? I guess that's puking, but then it's not digested. I guess shitting is digested puke or something. Like totally digested. Like through the thing. You know, the thing. All right. Let's see. Are we clean? Are we clean? Are we dirty? Dirty clean? Does anybody want to rent my apartment in September? In Chicago, it's nice. It's good weather in September. You don't have to watch the dog. I'll bring him to Florida or wherever. It's nice there. I mean here. Got air conditioning. Got security. Got a lake. Michigan right across the street. A beautiful park. Lots of blanks. Gross, we even got a Target and walking distance nails. With blanks. And very grinder friendly, if you know what I mean. Lots of faggotry. You don't have to walk more than... You don't even have to leave the building to get laid here, really, because it's that ridiculous. Because there's 850 units in my building, and they call it the gay 90s. I think I mentioned this because everybody's either gay or 90, or annoying looking. The gay 90 annoying lookings, I think, is a better word. Because you're either gay, you're 90, or you're annoying looking. It's a nice building. I just wish I could afford it. But I think, though, if anybody's from out of the country wants to rent it for a month, that'd be nice. I wouldn't charge you for anything more than what I pay for. It'd be a nice vacation home. So, say, $1,500 a month, furnished. Actually, no, $1,600 because I got to include the electricity. Yeah, $1,600 a month. And for that, I'll throw in the internet and you get cable TV. And I have a TV, high-speed internet, it gets a good... Trotsky, stop it. Get your ass out of the chair. high-speed internets. My vagina. There's a store downstairs. You don't have to leave the house if you don't want to. There's even a dry cleaners here. There's a package thing for your packages. You know what I mean? Package thing. And you can have a girdle. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have two bikes. Yeah, you can use those. You go see my head. And there's a like front path. I think this would be best for an international person, particularly Dutch people. Because there's a lakefront path across the street that goes, if you take the whole thing both directions and come back, I'd say it's about 30, 35 miles. I used to do it every day. About 35 miles for the whole thing. If you go from my house all the way to the inn and back, 30 miles. Isn't that great? And it's all on the lake. Everything is wonderful here. So maybe I'll ask my parents if they want to do it. That could be good. If you go to my head, then you go to my head, and you see that it never will be. You go to see my parole, and you linger like a haunting gripes and lips. And I can't swing you out of my gramophone. May you intoxicate my yeast with your infection. And yet certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in the case of romance. You go to my fagotron. You got your ball. Go play with the ball. Go get it. Go get your ball. Go get it. Go get it. Go get your ball. You are a good boy. Why don't you play with the new monkey? Mr. Pate's got you. Mr. John Pate. He loves his new collar, though. You go to my head, won't you ringer like a haunting wolf flame, and I can't get you out of my brain. You accentuate my lapse with your gadirdle. So I had this lapse in insurance through no fault of my own. My insurance lapsed between, I was uninsured April, May, and June. Unbeknownst to myself till the end of July. The problem is I made a claim, and I didn't go to the doctor any time during that time, except I made a claim on April 4th for my medications, which would have cost $300-something. I ended up paying like $180, which is probably ridiculous anyway, But so I didn't know that I wasn't covered. I got a bill last Friday saying you weren't covered from the prescription company. No, from Humana, the insurance company, because they already reimbursed the prescription company. They're like, we paid this bill for you, but you weren't insured, so give it back. So sorry. You shouldn't have paid the claim. That's why you have computers, you idiot. So I'm just not paying it. I really don't care. You know, wow, my credit rating, boo. I have a really good credit rating, and I've written dispute letters before. It's not a big deal. And one thing I do know is that if you contact the Better Business Bureau, you can make a company do whatever the fuck you want to, because nothing is worse than a bad BBBBBB bareback request. Like if AT&T is fucking with you, they pride themselves on their high Better Business Bureau rating. So all you have to do is make a complaint to the Better Business Bureau, and you can do it electronically, online, and then boom, somebody from their corporate office will call you back and kiss your ass. That's how I got rid of my fees from Bank of America. But don't tell anyone, because it's like a hidden thing. You know, it's like a secret weapon against those assholes. That's why you listen to my program. That's why you should give me money, Girdle. It sucks to live in a country where everything is materialistic, but you can't buy anything because you're poor, except for electronics, of course. That's my rule. I don't buy clothes. I don't buy food. I buy electronics. I don't buy food except for when I'm on a gram, because, you know, The rest of the time, I eat fried rice and chicken breasts. I'm like Wanda Wisdom. We're going to both have turkey booby cancer. All right, yes. Cancer of the turkey booby. Oh, speaking of, she was in town this weekend. We really did and earnestly try to hook up, but it just didn't work. And it's not her fault or my fault, I have to say. I was busy with my play until Saturday night. I tried to hook up with her, but it just didn't happen. Rehearsal went late, and then I had to go back to the dog. You know, and then yesterday, honestly, she didn't contact me. I didn't contact her. And I was hoping I would go to the Jones and then text her and meet her at the Jones concert outside. But the problem is I felt like shit. I felt like absolute shit. And I just didn't feel like it, and it was 90 degrees. So what are you going to do? I think Wanda and I are the same wavelength of laziness, so it's fine. And we'll talk tomorrow, and I really don't think either one of us will have given a shit. I mean, so what? You see somebody, woo, there you are. There you are. You know? Whoopee shit. I would have liked to meet her girlfriend, but that, you know, whatever. She probably didn't want him to meet me, though. That would be embarrassing. Oh, did I tell you about when I called her pan face? Mm-hmm. I guess we're grum-dum. Dum-grun. Grum-dun. Dun-grum. You go to my head. And you... Oh, Trotsky, you are adorable. He's got his little blue ball in his house, in his mouth, in his house. 32 minutes is a good grum length. Hi, sweetie doll. You're a cutie. But go lay down. Let me finish the grum. For the ladies. Ugh. Ugh.
Will you fuck my hole?
Sorry. I'm just going to go. I might put music on in post-production. I don't fucking know. I don't know what I'm going to do. What is this? Why are these here? How did this happen?
I have to keep a light on somewhere anyway because my room fills up with spirits. You're just dying for something plain like a half of a egg sandwich or something. They won't fix you that. They want to bring you a big gourmet. You're just dying for something.
All right. I need to find a good one to end with, though. Although that would have been a good one to end with. You know my favorite clip now. I'm sure you can all guess my Sylvia clip that's favorited. Favorited. It's favorited. Bye, everyone. This is my ending song.
Those hotels, those blow dryers are like...
One more.
Those hotels, those blow dryers are like...
All right, maybe a little more. Can't help it, sorry. How's that? I gotta loop it. I can't help these things, you know? Woo-hoo. They're like woo-hoo. Let's see. Is that a woo-hoo?
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
All right, that means I have to find a song to woo-hoo with. So just a second. I'm trying to find something.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, I know. I know. Courtesy of Auntie V-Raids. Wait for it.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in the glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a tulip or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Till I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile. I always forget these words like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. Till I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile. It makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance.
You're just dying for something plain, like a half of a egg sandwich or something. They won't fix you that. They want to bring you a big gourmet.
Girls.